The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Accessible NfL blood test developed for neurodegenerative conditions. NfL test may help doctors see therapy effectiveness, disease progression. LabCorp has launched a widely accessible test that measures the levels of neurofilament light chain, or NfL, a biomarker of nerve damage to screen for signs of neurodegenerative diseases such as multiple sclerosis. The test is performed on a standard blood sample taken at a hospital, at a doctor's office, or at any of LabCorp's patient service centers. It can now be ordered by healthcare providers in the U.S. NfL is a simple, objective blood test that provides direct evidence of neuronal damage. In making this test widely available, LabCorp is supporting neurologists with a tool they've been asking for that enables faster diagnosis, better treatment decisions, and improved patient care. Brian Cavanaugh, MD, Chief Medical Officer and President of LabCorp Diagnostics, said in a company press release, "It is a major step forward in the monitoring and identification of patients with neuronal injury due to disease or trauma," Cavanaugh said. MS is a neurodegenerative disorder in which the immune system erroneously attacks the myelin sheath that covers and protects nerve fibers, leading to progressive nerve damage. Currently, there is no single test to diagnose MS, and effective markers that help monitor disease progression and treatment effectiveness are also lacking. NfL is a structural protein in nerve cells that gets released into the extracellular fluid when the cells are damaged. The protein can be detected in the blood and cerebrospinal fluid, the liquid surrounding the brain and spinal cord, at higher levels than normal in people with neurodegenerative conditions. Measurements of NfL levels also seem to reflect the extent of nerve cell damage in MS. In a previous study, researchers showed a positive association between NfL levels and MRI measures of disease activity and treatment response. A correlation between NfL levels and the number of MS relapses, disability worsening, brain volume loss, and disease activity have also been described in other studies. Yet according to LabCorp, a reliable NfL test has not been widely available for patient care. "This test will be impactful in helping many patients," Joseph Volpe, Neurology Business Segment and Discipline Director at LabCorp, said. Serial use of NfL testing can help doctors to follow trends that indicate the effectiveness of medicines or therapies, or whether there is continued injury or disease progression. Factors such as sex and age, lifestyle, and presence of coexisting diseases may influence blood NfL levels. Therefore, the company advises caution when interpreting the results. This assay has not yet been cleared or approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and is not currently available in New York. This news article was written by Vanda Pinto, Ph.D., on July 20, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on July 15, 2022. How to avoid trouble while traveling internationally with MS medications. The case of Women's National Basketball Association star Brittany Griner is an important reminder for all of us who travel internationally with our medications. What you might be able to do in your home country might not be the case in another, and the penalty could be severe. Griner was detained by Russian officials at Moscow's Sheremetyevo International Airport on February 17th. Russian authorities claimed she was carrying vape cartridges in her luggage that contained hashish oil. About a week ago, the two-time Olympic gold medalist pleaded guilty to drug charges that could carry up to 10 years in prison. Griner told a Russian judge she didn't intend to violate the law, ESPN reported. "Though I doubt someone with multiple sclerosis would intentionally travel with an illicit drug, some of us do travel with prescribed medications. Those being treated with an injectable medication, such as Copaxone, which they may self-inject every day, need to bring it up with them. I did that for longer trips when I was giving myself Avonex injections once a week. Obviously, injectable medications require needles, syringes, and liquids. Put yourself in the shoes of a customs inspector, opening your bag and seeing that. What might you think? Even the pills we carry can raise suspicions, especially a medication like Provigil, which is considered a controlled substance in the U.S. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises that even over-the-counter medications might be regulated or prohibited in some countries. For example, some inhalers and allergy medications are illegal in Japan. Narcotics laws in the United Arab Emirates are super strict. There also may be limits on the amount of a medication you can bring into a country. Following are some tips for traveling with your treatments. Carry your medications in your carry-on bag. You really don't want to be without them if your checked bags are lost. Though I'm no longer using a disease-modifying therapy, I travel with about a half dozen oral medications for various symptoms. I keep them in their original pharmacy containers and carry those in a see-through freezer bag. I've never had a problem with that method while passing through airport security. It's also a good idea to carry copies of your prescriptions with you, at least for international trips, as well as a letter from your prescribing physician describing the medications. In the U.S., the Transportation Security Administration considers needles and syringes medically necessary items, so you can carry them on board after they're screened, just like pills. But international travel can be tricky. It's best to check with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you'll be traveling to before you leave to find out what's okay and what's not. It's better to be safe than possibly facing 10 years in prison. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.